In the MBSR class, we do, so the classes run 2.5 hours. And weeks 1, 2, and 8, we have our students do a 45 to 60 minute body scan meditation. Now, if you think about that, that's 3 of our 8-week classes we're doing a body scan meditation. We're kind of skewing the practice to the body scan. And we give 2 weeks of body scan homework. We ask people to go home and listen to, it's actually Jay Poindexter's voice, and he does this beautiful body scan. And we ask people to listen to that every single day for 2 weeks. And if they know how to do the body scan at the end of 2 weeks and can do it on their own with some focus, that's fine. They can drop the recording. And then we do it again at the end. So would you agree that 3 of 8 weeks, that's kind of over practicing something? So why do you think that is? That we do so much focus in the body? Any thoughts on that?
It's a foundation.
Okay. A foundation for?
For the study?
Okay. What else?
Be grounded in the body.
Be grounded, uh-huh. I'll just repeat, people. It's okay. This is an informal. We'll have questions in a bit. So, yeah, there's that grounding in the body. The body is an essential, contact with the body is an essential component of practice. And what we've discovered by now looking at this through a Western lens and scientific lens is that there is no real healing without connection between mind and body. And I mean in the moment of healing. We're going to talk about that as well. So in this culture, we're a bunch of big heads walking around on little bodies. It's kind of how we see ourselves, right? It's like all about the head. It's all about the thinking. It's all about what we understand and analyze and can evaluate. And we overemphasize this big thinking mind over what's going on in our bodies. And so part of what we have to do is we have to begin to rectify that. We have to teach people, give people an opportunity to be more directly in contact with their bodies in this moment. Not in some other moment, but now. So even sitting here right now as you're listening to me, can you feel your body? Can you be in touch with the ways in which there's contact with clothing and the chair and the floor and whatever else, whatever other contacts you feel, the air, if it is or isn't blowing on you, the way your ear, your membranes are hearing my voice. Just really feeling what's going on in the body. Okay. So the first verse is, while breathing in long, one knows I breathe in long. While breathing out long, one knows I breathe out long. Second verse, while breathing in short, one knows I breathe in short. While breathing out short, one knows I breathe out short. Now again, there's a lot of real estate being given to breath here. There's only 16 verses, and we've just used 2 of them up with breathing long and short. We're beginning to really get a sense of the flavor of the teaching. And the flavor of the teaching is nothing is too small to escape our notice. And this breath, which is with us constantly, can end up being one of the most important teachers toward our enlightenment. For one thing, it gives us a great window into non-self. So if I ask the question, who's breathing? At some level, we want to say, well, it's me, right? But you're not dead. And you haven't been thinking about your breathing this whole time. And so if it was you in charge, you'd have had to be thinking about the breathing to not be dead at this point. Breathing happens. The thing that we think of as self is not in charge of our breathing. It can be, of course. self just took a deep breath, right? And so we get this first glimpse of how do we deal with this very central concept of non-self. We also begin to understand the co-conditioning of the breath and the body. So I encourage you to take five long, not hard breaths, but just long, lengthen the breath a little. And just take those breaths and feel them. And feel your body as you take those breaths. Notice what does or doesn't happen in your body. And then when you're finished with the five long breaths, take five short breaths. If you're feeling sleepy, this is very good because the short breaths help to energize you. Notice what happens in the body as you take the short breaths. So what do you notice? What do you notice with the long breaths? What do you notice with the short breaths? Anyone? Yes?
With the long breaths, you do more abdominal breathing.
Okay. So in your case, the long breath is more abdominal. Okay? Anybody else?
Much more relaxed.
Feels relaxed. So the body knows to settle when we go into the deeper breath. Kind of just like, I mean, we all know this stuff, right? There's nothing about this that's new. You know that if you're under stress or pressure, the breathing picks up. In that case, the mind is telling the body that it needs more oxygen. And things are more, we're in a sort of more heightened energetic state. Not a comfortable one, necessarily. So the mind conditions the body conditions the breath conditions the body. Third verse, one trains oneself. I'm going to drop that out of it now. We don't have to have that at the beginning of every verse, one trains oneself. So this is a training program. Sensitive to the whole body, I breathe in. Sensitive to the whole body, I breathe out. And so we'll be doing a meditation in a bit where we're going to do a whole breath and body, a whole body and breath meditation. And that's really what we're going to do, is just see if we can be in touch with the whole body as we're breathing, sensitive to the whole body. Then the fourth verse in this tetrad is calming the whole body, I breathe in, calming the whole body, I breathe out. So for any of you who are goal-oriented and thinking about taking up meditation, let this be your first goal, to have the meditation be a practice where you allow yourself to engage in body calming. Goal-oriented thinking is sort of an anathema to this whole process, but since we live in a goal-oriented culture, it can be helpful to have milestones, and I think this is a good guidepost. And I think also we get so wrapped up in this culture about thinking. Am I thinking? Am I not thinking? We get obsessed with it in our meditations. Was that a thought? What was I thinking about? I'm thinking about thinking right now. And we can get into this whole like thing. Well, let's calm that. Let's relax. Let's not be so obsessed with what the mind is doing. And let's really be in contact with body calming. Okay. Anybody ever felt like you couldn't meditate because your mind was too active? Yeah, I hear it all the time. I mean, I've been teaching meditation for quite a while now, and people come into the Mindfulness Institute or I meet them at a cocktail party or whatever. Oh, I can't meditate. My mind's too active. All of our minds are too active. There's nothing new in this. Of course your mind is too active. Come meditate. We'll have a first goal. The first goal will be, let's just calm the body. Let's really use the breath for body calming. Okay, let me just see where I have that meditation. I think we're just going to do it right now. So let's do another meditation. If you're sleepy and want to stand, in fact, Let's go do a walking meditation. We're halfway through this. I think this would be a good time to do this. We're going to take 10 minutes of walking meditation. Walking meditation can be taught in a number of different ways. I'm going to tell you the way it gets taught in kind of Zen Vipassana circles, and then we're not going to do that, but I'm going to give it to you as an option. I'm going to suggest that we do this other kind of meditation. And if you were working in a Zen or a Zen Vipassana, which is what Thich Nhat Hanh's order is, we'd be all in a circle, and we'd be following each other. And the reason I don't like it is because I think it makes us way too attentive to what the other person is doing and not attentive enough to what we're doing. So, what we would do is very slowly lift a foot, really be present with the bottom of the feet. Feel the leg begin to swing forward. Put the foot down. Feel the weight shift. Feel the weight go into that foot. Feel it leave the back foot. With that much meticulous attention to detail. So what I'm going to suggest instead is that you walk at your own pace, although I think slower than usual is really helpful, and that you spend the next few minutes really trying to be in touch with just being present in your body. And so we're going to take 10 minutes. If you need to go to the bathroom or need to get a glass of water, you can do all of that being present. You can go to the bathroom mindfully. Really, you can notice what's going on in your body while you're going to the bathroom. Don't take so long that the next person can't go. There's beautiful space out in the courtyard. There's a lovely little bromeliad garden. Let's be back in and seated by 8:15. Okay?